friends.
That's an accident.
Accident.
That's an accident.
All accident makes symmetrically so beautiful.
Well, in the beginning only it was an accident.
Huh?
In the beginning only it was an accident. Then it became regular. After that first accident.
Yeah. In the beginning, let us kick. Then things will be all right. What did Gita say in the beginning? What is the beginning?
Aham Jiva Pradapita.
Ah. Jiva Angsara Bhutana. Very good. Can do it. All these plants begin from the seed. The seed, Krishna says, I am the seed. So how is it actually? Every plant has got a particular type of seed. You cannot change it. You take two seeds, it will grow as it is, it will go as it is. Not by accident. It will go like this or it will go like this. No. Rose seed will grow rose seed. And mango seed will grow mango. Very accident. The seed is there.
It's an accident where the seed falls.
Huh?
It's an accident where the seed falls.
Then you are great, great scientists, let me keep on your face.
What about crossbreeding, when they change the crossbreeding?
That is not accident, crossbreeding, clearance process. That is not accident.
No, see.
That, what is that? That is not accident. You are doing that. How do you say it is accident? Why do you put this question for me? As you are doing, otherwise, it is coming otherwise. How you can say it is accident? Accident means nobody interferes, fact will come. That is accident.
Well, it may not be an accident, but it proves how we're becoming superior to the nature. We can control it more and more every day. We're controlling it.
How can we become superior? Nature has already given you. And then you are able to act. Where is your superior? Huh? By God. कल हिंदी में जो मैंने बताया हाँ तो ये आप पहले फॉरवर्ड आए हैं कि let them become devotees. Why these old men, they are not coming? They are still after money. Amar after Guru Hari Ataro Aidesh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so you have come to this country, do something good for these Africans. Let them become devotees. Why is that attempt? The white man, they also came to exploit them, and you have also come to exploit them. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, paropokar, upokar karo. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not so advanced, make them advance. And that is real common. नहीं तो समझ रहा है
बहुत कुछ इनको सुझाने वाला भी तक इन्होंने किया है तो बात की नहीं
इतना दिन जब आप लोग आए हैं 150 वर्ष इनके लिए क्या
दिया पांच सात हो गए वही तो सोचने की बात है कि क्या हुआ कुछ उसी स्टेज में खड़ा है गिरावट हो रही है उन्नति नहीं
आप सब कीजिए It's like every one of them is attached to remain in Africa, continue to, but they're being forcefully driven out there. Attachment must be there. The investment, their attachment, but they're forcefully driven out. Similarly, the conditioned soul, he has got attachment and chakra and shastra. These people were driven by shastra, by way of knife. Shastra, that is shastra. And shastra is the same thing, but it is book. That was called shastra. The original, what is coming from source. Source means ruling. Shastra, Shastra, Chasan, Shishya. Shishya. Shishya means voluntarily accepting Rumi. That is called Shishya. The word is the same, Shas. From Shas, Shishya. From Shas, Shastra. From Shas, Shastra. From Shas, Chasan. Reason. So, sometimes by force, sometimes by voluntarily. It's like Guru Shishya. Guru, he gives enlightenment and Shishya voluntarily accepts. That is Guru Shishya. Similarly, Shastra means weapon. If you don't follow the name, cut your throat. Similarly, Shastra. Shastra said that now you must leave your family life. That is called Vanaprastha. So that is not being clear. Although Shastra's injunction is there. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So Brahmachari is the beginning of life. How to become controlled. Right. Then he allows the concession for self-declaration. This is Grihastha. Then Shastra says, now you have done up to 50 years now, get out. But nobody is falling. They are not prepared to get out. Unless death forces to get out. That Krishna does. Mittu sarva harasthaho. He is not willing. He has got attachment. He doesn't want. Then, at last, Krishna comes, says, death, now, get out. Get out. Oh, I have got so many things. I have got myself, daughters, and cities, and... Get out. No question. And whatever you have accumulated, that is forgiven. same process. For example, the environment, the Tao. And what we have attained, ultimately. The same chapter, she's Satsang. That means in your previous life you were in this activity. That comes. That dictates your guru. So even though you become a woman, still that instinct was there. So that is done in your previous life. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Now you older section and the Indian this you have the family there. And live in this temple, cultivate this spiritual life and preach. You see, there will be a very nice relationship. Here all part and parcel of God, the outward grace only makes the point that I am African, I am Indian. But because some of those one is learned, he does not make that difference. That is accident. Thereby, you can say that is also not accidental. But somehow or other, it has become so. The grace is different. But our movement is not with the grace, but with the living being who has the grace. This is our this completely spiritual movement.
Many intelligent people in Africa, they are taking it very seriously.
Eh?
We have a one professor in Tanzania and Darisham University. He's a very young boy. So he bought out your Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita was there. So he took all the picture out, all the picture, and he framed. I have seen in his room. He put all the picture in his room. Then he was writing from a long time. He became our Spectral Life member. And now he stands 16 rounds. He has gone to London for a course. He says, after finishing this course, I will take initiation from His Divine Grace. Then I will dedicate my whole life to preach in the direction of the university.
Indian,
no, African. He's a professor. Oh, yes. So she has let us writing to me. So when I was in Harish Ramnav, I was in one day in his home. He says, bro, just stay with me. Don't stay with the Asians. So he was impressed, you know. He said, this is not like the Asian can take this philosophy and not be so serious. Now he has gone to London, he may see you can do it there for a year. And he changed 16 rounds. He has no picture else in his home. There was one picture of the president there. He took it down and he put a Krishna picture. So, very serious. And he said, I don't know, since I have read the Bhagavad Gita, I go to my class, to give a class to the students, and I don't speak anything else all the scriptures, you know.
That is
the Trump Prabhupada also. Very
that is said about Prahlad Maharaj. When he was born, he has been described as Krishna Kraha Prapta. Described under the influence of planet one began. It's not ghostly haunted like that. So devotee means when he becomes Krishna haunted. That is what. That is Krishna. It does not think anything else except Krishna. That is what. Krishna Kraha Prapta.
Spontaneously, like this African, without any preaching, just spontaneously.
That
means in past life there must have been some connection. He immediately takes it so wholeheartedly, without any previous connection.
Indian people, when they see the people in the temple singing and all that, they criticize, you know. They criticize us. They say, oh, so that's why he told me he read the nectar of devotion. Then he came to the conclusion, he read the story of also Maharaj Ambarish. So he used to go to the Hindu temple and to clean the floor early in the morning before going to university. He told me that he went for 1 week and they never said him anything. When he was going there, the jury told him, "No, come here, don't come in here, we don't want the frequent to come." So then he told me that, "What should I do? I want to follow the Prabhupada instruction. What should I do?" Prabhupada said in his book that if one cannot do anything, simply he should go to the temple and clean the room. It was so serious. So then I told the pujari, "That's why you are doing like that. You want to serve the Lord, why not to let him serve? It is good. You want that to keep the samoga inside the temple and throw the parts of the secret in the temple." So they criticize like this sometimes. So simply imitating us.
There's a man yesterday at Dashi's house who is the Brahmin who is officiating. He is a very much caste conscious Brahmin. And although he and Shah were the first ones to meet you at the Nairobi airport when you arrived in Nairobi, as soon as he heard your philosophy, he has never come. He came the first day only when you first arrived, and since that day he has never come. And yesterday I think he must have just come because Shah has forced him. But he does not at all like our philosophy that Brahmin by qualification. He's very staunch, Brahmin by birth.
They always say the actors can never become Krishna conscious.
How's that becoming?
Huh?
Really? You do not see.
So they said all you will do is that after 1 year you will stop.
Well,
that is another truth. Somebody is eating nice puga. Everyone is saying, oh, it's very nice, it's very nice, very nice. And I once said, yes, it is nice, but after 3 days it will be sour. You have to have consider for the present, what happened 3 days. And he is a bad critic, so he could not find out any fault. Everyone says it is good. So after 3 days it will be bad. This sort of criticism. So you have already become bad. You are being silenced to others. What is it, that priest?
Well, he's a businessman.
Business. So, is that business? This is occupation of Brahmin. You are already fallen. How you can criticize others?
All Brahmin. All Brahmin. There is no
Vishnu. That's how Shiva is the head. But whether you are Brahmin, that is the question.
I don't know.
Brahmana qualification is there. Sama, Sama, Dama, Pratikha, Ajama, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asikram, Brahmatam, everything is there. The same terms. So, you are doing business, the occupation of the Vaishyas or Shudras, and how you are claiming to become Brahmin. See, who is a Brahmin, the symptom is there in the Shakta. And not only the symptom, Narada Muni has said, if these symptoms are found elsewhere, then he should be accepted according to the symptom. There is no question of that. Yasrahi lakshanam proktam, varnabhivandhyatam, yadi annatra bilisheta, takti naiva bilisheta. So, it is the symptom, just like a doctor, medical man. He diagnoses according to the symptom. He finds out the cause. So, symptom is required. Not that a man has become disease or healthy by birth. No. By birth is born. Then again, when he develops, that is style of symptoms. So one has to take him in that. That is short. We are accepting of giving them separate thread, Brahmin. After seeing that they are actually acting as a Brahmin, not superficial. Therefore, we take some time to see whether he can develop Brahminical symptoms. That is our problem. Not that anyone comes and we make giving a cigarette thread and he becomes immediately. Don't do. First of all, give him chance. Let him chant Hare Krishna, follow the rules and regulations. Then let us see if he is actually serious, he has developed the symptom. Then, this is the proper way. Even one comes from the Brahmin family, he wants initiation. He don't give initiation. Even if he is coming from a Brahmin, that is a good facility that he is born in a Brahmin family. But the symptom is the first necessity. Either you are born in a Brahmin family or so, it doesn't matter.
Gracias.
The Brahmins will come over from
Yes. We have a tendency of worship activities, what includes the agitation and everything.
Yes.
I think that's the overall effect you have.
So what is your question?
So you're thinking that the plane should not be visually delayed in the African flight on the whole.
You're saying that the Brahmins that come from our overseas temples here, it's their responsibility to see that the Africans follow properly, because the Africans will follow their example.
That purpose they have come. That is the purpose, missionary purpose. Yes, we come here not to earn some money, but to see that this culture is great.
So it's the responsibility then of those who are coming as the missionaries to set the proper example.
Yes, certainly.
Then the Africans will follow that proper example.
Yes, exactly.
If they set a bad example, then they will follow a bad example.
Yes.
Then the justification, the criticism of the Indians will be justified.
Yes, that's it. So those who cannot follow, they should not come here. And from the origin, that those who cannot strictly follow the rules and regulations, they should not come at all. It will set a bad example. They should be forbidden to come here. That I was speaking. In Islam, feeding with bad cows, but that feed the cow shed better. That I was speaking. Those who cannot strictly follow our principles, they should not come here. It's a bad example. By mistake, if somebody does, he could be regretful and should let it pass. That is another thing. But not willingly, he should neglect. Then such person is not required at all. What is the difficulty? Child should sit down and follow the regulation. What is the difficulty?
What is your instruction? If they won't accept your instruction, then what is your instruction? Must be bogus. Huh? If your instruction is pure, then they'll accept. If your instruction is not pure, who will accept? I will not accept.
No, example is better than precept. If we actually follow strictly the rules and regulations, chances stay down. So, why they will not follow? They will follow. If they are not attending class, if they are not attending Mangalarti, if they are not finishing 16 now, then that is bad exam. Don't set bad exam. That is detriment. Nobody is advanced. Everyone is student. He must follow. There is no question of advance. Shudra. Shudra, how can he do it? Shudras are never devotees.
He says sometimes that the devotee is a cause of other devotees, that you are Shudra.
That is joking.
Prabhupada, sometimes you have said that this Gayatri was first spoken by the Lord and it is a sound vibration of the Krishna soul and it was heard by Brahma. Right? And these Brahmas, so called Brahmas, they are.
Yes, there is no question of so called. He wants real. was had by the real Brahma. Brahma.
So they worship Gayatri, they say like as a...
They, whatever they say, you forget that. You do your own duty. You follow the rules and regulations. Why you...
So we have to make them understand very clearly.
But they will never understand. You don't waste your time. Gone is your duty. They will see that you are actually acting as Brahma. They will see.
Yes.
That is, they will see. But if you don't follow strictly, then it is used to criticize them also. You are also a big thing. They are also a big thing.
Very sensitive.
It should be here.
Okay.
Then
it's saying that when we chant around, how can we be sure that when we chant around, that the round is a perfect, attentive round?
Oh, that's what it is, chakra, the mast. There is no bhakti of understanding.
The quality of the chanting, Jesus, how can we make the quality the best?
Quality. Understand, first of all, come to the quality. Without having quality, how do you understand the quality? You follow the instruction of your spiritual master of his heart. That is your duty. Quality, no quality, it is not your position to understand. When the quality comes, there is no force. You will have a test for chanting. His desire at that time, why 16 now? Why not 16,000 now? That is quality. That is quality. It is by force. He will not do it, therefore, at least 16 now. But when you come to the quality, you feel yourself, why 16? Why not 16,000? That is quality. Automatically. That's the whole last Thakur. You are not forced to do. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested, now you are older now, you can reduce. So he refused. No. After the end of my life, I suppose. That is what. Have you got such tendency that you go on chanting and nothing to do? That is what. Now you are forced to do. What is the question of quality? That's a given a chance that so that one day you may come to the quality. Not that you have come to the quality. Quality is different. And as I hear, 2 years, has it been millions of times and trillions of years, then I do enjoy. This is quality. Quality is not so cheap. Maybe after many births, for the time being, go on following the rules. It is being done by force. That is the quality. So, you wanted to understand quality, it is quality. It will not be forced, but automatically it will be there. That is quality. And writing books, I have not been forced by anyone. Everyone can do that. Why one does not do it? Why I get up at night, 1 o'clock, and do this stuff? because I cannot do without it. Now one will do it, that is easy. This is one. Therefore, they like my purpose. That quality is shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sunnayitam yavastattam. Govinda virayena. I do not see Govinda. The whole world is better. Sunnayitam yavastattam. Govinda virayena. This is quite. In fact, we have one practical example. One man's beloved has died. And he's seeing the whole universe begun. Is it begun? So that is quality of love. So there is no formula of quality. It is to be understood by himself. In fact, he, after eating something, he feels refreshed and gets strength. That is quality. You haven't got to take satyavir. Will you give me a satyavir that I have eaten? He will understand whether you have eaten or not. That is quality. When he feels so much ecstatic in chanting, that is quality. Not that it is there. Chant. Otherwise get out. This is not quality. This is an expectation that someday you may come to quality. That requires time, that requires sincerity. Quality is there. Sabanadi Sutra Chitta Kara, it is the habit. Not by force. It's like love between two persons. It cannot be forced. He must love. He must love. So there is no love. There is not love. When you automatically love one another, that is quality. Whatever they plan. Therefore, formally, at least in the Indian society, at an early age, they were married. There is no quality. There is no quality. But gradually, remaining together, the quality of love increases. Then the wife takes care of the husband, and the husband takes care of the little girl. Bound up, united in love. There is quality. In the beginning, was the child, no, they were beloved. No, but they are allowed to remain as husband and wife. They are thinking that I was my husband. I love my wife. And as the age increases, the feelings become intimate. Then they become affectionate. That is quality. Not in the beginning, then inequality. It is why the parents are in bed. That's why. In our days, the marriage was performed. When the girl is 10 years, 12 years, 9 years. 12 years is very late marriage. My second sister, she became 12 years old. So my mother becomes so disturbed that this girl is not being married. Shall I commit suicide? My elder sister, she was 9 years older than me, and she was married before my birth. And my mother-in-law was married at the age of 7 years, and my father-in-law was 11 years. So I was married, my wife was 11 years. This says there is no question of love. It is not that the husband and wife live together, no. Unless the girl is grown up, she is not going to the husband. She remains with the father and mother. Sometimes they meet, and the wife is taught, is giving some sweet meat to the husband. Officially. Obviously, the parents of the girl just go as well as the husband. So she comes as obedient servant. But gradually, they get the connection. In this way, the love develops, and when they are 15, 16 years old, they are allowed to be. Because both of them have already developed that she is my wife, he is my wife. Psychological. And there is no question of divorce. The love is so strong, they cannot dream it that I have to leave my wife, I have to leave my husband. They cannot dream it. They may fight. The husband and wife fighting, that is not unusual. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit said, fight between husband and wife, never take it serious. Dampate kalahe chayiva bhakta aramya rupya. They will make all aramya, but it is not very important. Don't take it. Next moment, they again leave peacefully. So, according to Indian culture, there is no divorce. There is no question of divorce. Both the husband and wife, they cannot dream of divorce. The love was so strong. Even Gandhi's life, he fought with his wife and pushed her out of the house. Sit down, I don't want you. And Kostura wife, she began to cry and say, why shall I go? You are doing me. Right. Then Gandhi, come on. Finish. He is written in his life.
About the destination of a neophyte devotee. If a neophyte devotee is with determination endeavoring for purification, but he was to meet with death and he is still influenced by the lower modes, although he is seriously trying, then does he take another birth or does he go to Krishna?
No, he has to take another birth. If he's not completely purified, he has to suffer another birth. Nobody is allowed to enter into the spiritual path unless he is 10% pure. Right on. Then he has to, therefore, he said, Sushina Angasimotangi, he is Guru Prasthu Sandha. He is given chance, another chance to take birth in a very pure Brahmin family or rich family so that he may take again the chance. Not he is allowed to enter. to give him a good chance again. That is his meditation. Even if you are failure, still your next path as a very first class human being is guaranteed. Not for others. It is only for the yogis. It is. Therefore, it is said, now what is his loss? Even if he is failure. Tattāsadhanmam charanāmbujam hare vajanna pakkūta patitta tūjati chattrākobāhabhatra-ahut-amustrakin. This heart is very important. Even by sentiment one comes to Krishna consciousness and discharges his regulated duties, chants Hare Krishna, his next life is guaranteed anyway. Even if he does it for some time, he is not perfect. Still, his next life is guaranteed. But others, there is no such guarantee. Even if he discharges his so-called duties, material duties, there is no guarantee that he will become a human being.
That way, Achimil had to go to Rishikesh for devotional service. Achimil, after he chanted Narayan, they let him stay in their body, and then he went to Rishikesh for devotional service, and then became perfect.
He was already perfect, but to increase his desire, how shall I go Vaikuntha another time? He was a perfect, otherwise how you are safe from the Jamadhi?
So if a devotee dies and remembers Krishna, although he's not perfect, that
he, unless he is perfect, he cannot remember Krishna. That's not perfect. That is theory. He must be perfect. Somehow or other he fallen. So Krishna gives him the chance. That is a special concession for the devotees. Somehow or other he becomes devotee. Even if you cannot finish the whole job, you fall down. There is guarantee that you get your birth in a very good society. That is the prerogative. That was also in Maharaj Bharat, it was punishment and reward also. My mother, although he became a dear, he remembered that he was such and such a daughter's position, but I became attached as a dear and I forgot my regular duty. My mother, he became so much attached as a dear, they forgot his regular duty. That's what he was. But he remembered that I was in such a daughter's position on account of my attachments to the deer have fallen. Therefore, electrified himself. So that in his next life, he will become completely silent, so that I may not fall. His association, material association, is so dangerous. So he remains just like a dull mad person. He is talking with nobody, he is not mixing with anybody. Whatever one may do, he is not protect. But his knowledge was full.
So, I think sometimes we recommend that devotees to chant their rounds in the temple rather than to walk other places.
Why? What other place? Who has said that you go down? Walk other places. Never said. No, you should chant in the temple. Why should you go to other places? Why you should go outside? Who has allowed him to go? Unless he has got some important business for the temple, Why do you want to go to outside? There's no need. And that is the chance of falling down. Why should go outside? We are arranging for the temple for the food wife. Because everyone should stick to the temple and the food. Why we should go outside? That is, that should stop. You cannot go outside. That is another thing. That is for temple management or business. That is another. Somebody goes to sell books, somebody goes to make some life. That is another. Otherwise, one is not allowed at all. That means that I am going out. I just find.
They did not like to chant in the temple room with the
opposite. That is a rascal. He is not a devotee. He is a rascal. When a devotee says, so how he become devotee? If he does not like the temple and he thinks to be happy outside, what is the sign of devotee? He is not a devotee.
What I meant to say is that he does not want to
that means he has got distinction between men and women. He is not a pandit. Pandita Samadarshan. He is a fool. He is a fool. So what is the value of his word? He is a fool.
He is a fast.
You should always consider there is woman, that's all, she is my mother. That's all. Matriyat paradharishu. Then what is it? Suppose you sit down with your mother and chant, what is wrong? But he is not so, so strong. Then he should go to the forest. Why he should live in the night of the city? On the street there are so many women. We'll walk on the street, closing the eyes. This is all aspects. They are aspects. They are not the good. Simply aspects.
Some of our devotees go to the other temple, like Swami Narayan, you know. Basically. And they are about to see the ladies, that's the reason they are taking instruction from them.
How do you go to Swami Narayan?
Yes, they go. They are about to go to their friend to Mombasa for a program of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I was not there, all of them went to
Swami Narayan. They see their own temple and go to Swami Narayan temple.
They like their brunch. They go for brunch. Yes, yes. All of them back, you know, without asking for what I said, the book is immediate. But we are going to come
there. So this will be rectified.
And there are theories that the Swami, I asked Pramukh Swami that why you have put this, why not you, why you say to the disciple that we should not see the face of the woman? He said that we should for, I said, well, okay, when you are walking on the road, automatically you will see the lady. He said that we turn our face to contact. I said, first you have seen the woman, then you are turning. But there is a plan that you have not seen the woman. There are no sense, you know.
We are all bogus. One should train himself. Matri Vatparadas. All women. My mother. Therefore, the etiquette is to address every woman, mother. That is the etiquette.
You say, like, Mother Rukmini?
Huh?
This is a lady named Rukmini. You say, Mother Rukmini? How do you address? mother, and then the name of the devotee?
No, mother.
Just mother.
Yes. That is mother. That is Jen.
This is another Indian culture. They don't call the name of the mother, never. Just in the home.
No. Mother, simply mother. And if the woman treats a man as son, then you don't know. You say.
Huh?
What
is
yes. And the woman says, beta. You should forget your voice, Daddy.
Simply, wife should not be called.
No, not that first. It says other's wife, not your wife. But the Ramakrishna, he was saying his mother, my wife's mother. I mean, he became famous by this foolishness.
Oh, Rama Krishna, there are many like Shama mother. Her husband, she calls her mother.
Yes. In the Brahma Samaj, they call the wife a sister, and the wife calls the husband brother. And it is like this.
Since there is no distinction between man and woman, is a all born in the dimension. Is it possible for a woman to become a Brahman? Is it possible for a woman to become a Brahman? Is it possible for a woman to become a Brahman?
Yes. Woman is the Brahman's wife. Then she is automatically a Brahman.
Suppose you don't want to get married for the rest of her life. You just want to serve the Lord.
So, in his spiritual position, everyone is Brahman.
You give Brahmanical initiation to unmarried women.
Uh-huh. Yes. But on spiritual point, she is Brahman. Spiritual platform, there is no such distinction.
Oh, it's not possible for a woman to become a Brahman.
No.
What is the tradition of the woman in the Vedic mind?
What is that for you?
After the husband takes sannyas. What is the duties of the woman after the husband takes sannyas?
So remain a devotee. Here we go. She's not allowed to marry.
I know Prabhupada Banjara's god sister in Vrindavan. She's very old. She's staying in a Sikh Maharaj. So she told me she took her initiation that she was about 16 years old. And still she stays in the temple.
most glorious gift is this time.
Yes.
Thank you.